Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Can get us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio and get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. How's everyone doing on this first day of October? There's going to be a little chill in the air tonight, so be prepared for that. It is 70 degrees and just beautiful outside right now. Coming up on 309 here again on the first day of October, Wednesday, hump day, October 1st, 2025. How's everyone doing today? About the same you were yesterday, right? No changes, nothing, no scary stuff outside. The shutdown, you know, you're still able to breathe the same air and walk out of your house or your apartment or your home, wherever you live. Travel on the highways freely and get to where you needed to go. Actually, nothing really much changed for anyone. A couple people, you know, were told not to come into work today. But if history is any gauge over the past 20 or some odd shutdowns, they usually last, the average was about 1 to 3 days. And at most, in the past 20 shutdowns, going back to, I believe, the Gerald Ford era, the longest shutdown was 35 days. So we'll get into that a little bit of that when we talk about some history here. But I cannot, in good conscience, stand idly by while you're being misled. My station's brand owes that to you. I owe that to you. And you know, in the opening song and announcement for this show, it says we are the best team in afternoon radio. And I stand by that. My team here. Jay Keller in the control room, and I got Paul Michaels doing the news. We got EJ with the traffic. It is the best darn team in radio, and we owe to get you the information that needs to be out there. And there's a lot of misinformation around. There is nothing to do with the law, the 2010 law, the Affordable Care Act, in this argument today. Now, some of it's changed aspects of it, but nothing reduces anything that was provided in the 2010 Affordable Care Act law. So what happens to the original premium tax credits outlined in the 2010 Affordable Care Act when the temporary COVID-enhanced premium tax credits under the American Rescue Plan Act 2021 and extended in the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 expire at the end of 2025? Because that is what is at stake right now. This is why the Democrats shut down the government. The enhanced premium tax credits introduced in the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, of 2021 and extended through 2025 by the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 are temporary modifications to the original premium tax credits structured established under the 2010 Affordable Care Act. These enhancements expanded eligibility beyond 400% of the federal poverty level, FPL, and lowered the required household premium contributions as a percentage of income for all eligible enrollees, resulting in larger overall subsidies. They are set to expire on December 31st, 2025, for coverage starting in 2026. Upon expiration, the original Affordable Care Act premium tax credit rules will automatically resume without change. Now, what does that mean? Eligibility reverts to households with incomes between 100 and 400% of the FPL. That's the federal poverty limit. That's from $15,000 a year to $60,240 for an individual in 2025. So if you're making, let's say, under $60,000, you qualify for the premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listening right now make less than $60,240 a year. And if you are and pay taxes, you are paying for someone else's health insurance right now. And not just someone who makes under $60,000, but because of the enhanced premium tax credits, that cap was taken away. So enrollees above 400% FPL will no longer qualify through, though they may still access unsubsidized marketplace plans. So you still have the availability to get a marketplace plan. You're just not going to get taxpayer dollars to help you pay for that. Now, is there anyone out there, an individual, making $60,000 a year? Meaning if you have a husband and wife, you can make $120,000 a year. Is there anyone out there thinks that your tax dollars should be paying or helping pay for the health care of someone who makes $120,000 a year? That's under the original Affordable Care Act. Under the enhanced premium tax credits, that cap is gone. Anyone qualifies to get the enhanced premium tax credits, and they're due to expire. But here's the thing. Democrats shut down the government because they want to guarantee that the enhanced premium tax credits, meaning people making over $60,000 a year, will get taxpayer assistance to pay for their health care. That could be a small business owner making $100,000 a year. That could be a small business owner making $100,000 a month. And what it does is if you're a small business and you have four or five employees, it gives you the disincentive to provide health care for your employees because they can too can go out to the marketplace and have taxpayers help fund their health care. That's not what this was meant for. This was meant for people low income, lower middle income, struggling with a family that did not have employer-provided health care to get something they can afford. Not for small business owners, not for people making a good living via whatever means and not have access to an employer-based health care plan to have the taxpayer help them pay for their health care. It was never meant for that. During COVID, a lot of people across the spectrum, small businesses across the spectrum were shut down forcefully by the government. So in 2021 and 2022, as part of the American Rescue Plan Act and as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, Democrats who controlled the presidency, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, all three chambers at that time. All three chambers at that time wrote the bill, the American Rescue Plan Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, with this enhanced premium tax credits expiring. They themselves wrote that bill that it expired. First, at the end of 2021, and during the Inflation Reduction Act, they extended it to the end of 2025. Now the Democrats just shut down the government because the law they wrote they don't like, and they want changed, when then they could have changed it and wrote whatever they wanted. Those enhanced premium tax credits took away any income cap, and under the Affordable Care Act, that income cap for an individual right now in 2025 is between $15,060 and $60,240. That's for an individual. P- people are paying a ton of money and taxes to supplement the healthcare purchasing of people who don't need it. So what's being said now is they're holding this continuing resolution hostage because the law that was the continuing resolution that was voted on yesterday is a clean continuing resolution. All it says, which that means, all it says is that they will continue to fund the government at existing levels. That's it. It does not cut anything. It does not touch the Affordable Care Act. It does not do a thing. A matter of fact, what the Democrats are arguing does not touch the Affordable Care Act of 2010. What it does is let the law they wrote actually go through and expire at the end of 2025, the enhancement, taking away the income cap. I'm sorry, but we should not be paying our tax dollars to help supplement somebody buy their health insurance who's making $80,000 a year. And if you think that you should be, by all means, reach out to someone you know in that position and help them personally. Nothing that's on the table touches the Affordable Care Act of 2010. The temporary COVID enhanced premium tax credits under ARPA and the Inflation Reduction Act are simply set to expire, like the Democrats wrote them in the law. But time and time again, both on the radio and on TV and from politicians, you continually hear him saying they're chipping away at the Affordable Care Act. No, they're not. They're lying to you. And if you think someone making $80,000 a year, $90,000 a year should have our taxpayers help them buy health insurance, tell it straight out just like that. And again, to be eligible for this, you have to not have the availability of an employer-based plan. So if you work for an employer that has health insurance available to you, even if it costs you a percentage out of your paycheck, you don't qualify. But if you're a 1099 employee, if you're an independent contractor, if you're a small business owner, you do. And a lot of those people make really good money. Listen, if you're only making $30,000 a year and you have to have health insurance for your family, I agree you should get some help. And the Affordable Care Act does that. That's why the original law of 2010 caps out at $60,000 a year. $60,000 a year. And it's interesting because posted on my social media where they keep saying that, well, illegal immigrants aren't getting health insurance. It's just a lie. It's just a misnomer. By law, they're not eligible for it. Well, here, California is going to spend $8.4 billion this year on care for illegal aliens. New York's own website. Here's New York State of Health, their own official website. New health insurance option for undocumented immigrants over 65. Starting January 1st, 2024, there's a new option for health insurance available for undocumented immigrants over age 65. What is the new health care coverage? And then it goes into the explanation how you could sign up for it. And when they tell you, listen, by law, illegal immigrants do not qualify for Medicaid. Well, they do qualify for emergency Medicaid, and it's done time and time again. It may be called different things, but it's paid from the same pool of funds. And it all comes from our tax dollars. Under the system, people with temporary protected status, millions of them under the Biden administration, where they just wave the wand and says, you know, all these people from Venezuela, Guyana, and Haiti, yeah, they're temporary protected status. They qualify for taxpayer-funded health insurance. And then you have the government and members of the Democrat Party say, well, they're not illegal immigrants. They're temporarily here legally. Well, no, they're really not. And that's why you opened up the borders to flood them. The fact that they cannot be honest with you about what they're really requesting and what's really going on now should tell you everything about this shutdown in Washington. A shutdown that's going to be over in either the next few days or, if history tells us, 35 days at the longest. Somebody says $60,000 a year is not much money, Rob, if you're trying to feed a family, heck, even as a single guy. Well, that's for a single person, $60,000 a year. And why can't they go get a job at an employer based that has health insurance? I mean, I can get a job tonight at Sheetz and get health insurance. If that's the kicker, there you go. It's funny, we got so many great listeners here. All from the same person. $80,000 is nothing anymore. $60,000 is like peanut. Well, if that's the case, then our kids coming out of high school should be just fine with finding a job and not having to worry about us pay their student loans. Not right? I guess. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Now, listen, I'm not saying that this shouldn't be discussed. I'm not saying that aspects of the enhanced premium tax credit cannot be looked at. But to have no cap whatsoever, to have it opened up to illegal immigrants, to have other aspects of this that is not serving the demographic that this law was helped to look at, lower and middle class Americans, where do we draw the line? Right now, someone making $220,000 a year qualifies for taxpayer assistance with their health care. And where one person says $60,000 is like a peanut if you're trying to raise a family, it's still costly. I get that. But I also have another text that says they make $45,000 a year and pay for their own health insurance and a large premium through their employer. Before the Affordable Care Act started, my health insurance cost me $379 a month for a family. A few years ago, when I had to finally drop it for the same exact health insurance for the same exact family, it was up to almost $1,900 a month. $1,900 a month. It was unaffordable. So I had to change and switch to a lesser plan. But that was all for the greater good, right? So other people could have their health insurance paid for. Okay. That's the way you sold it to me, right? We're helping out all these lower and middle income people that didn't have access to any health care. So the fact that I'm paying more helps them get subsidized for their health insurance. Okay. But what about someone making more than me? What about someone making $200,000 a year? My tax dollars should still be going to supplement them, or better yet, them running a company, pushing the burden of having health insurance for their employees onto the taxpayer rather than them as the small business owner making a profit. And again, there's plenty of small businesses out there that just barely break even. I get that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As I've been talking about this, I've had people reach out to me here locally. Someone whose home was valued at over $1 million. Small business owner, doing okay, not crushing it. You know, they're not buying a yacht anytime soon. But they have their health care subsidized through the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Should they? Their employees get their health care through the taxpayer subsidized exchange. Should they? Here's a family that has over $1 million asset, has a business that's doing okay. Again, not millionaires, but they're doing okay. Is that what this was meant for? And what I'm saying is, yes, this needs to be looked at. Where can we keep some basic aspects of this to where it helps the average American, and where can we cut the nonsense out? And if it meant that much to Democrats when they wrote this law in 2021 and 2022, how come they themselves wrote it to expire? Because it was a temporary problem. And all you did, and all you're doing now, is proving to someone like me that the next time there's an emergency and you say, oh my God, we need to do something like this because people are hurting, because there's this worldwide pandemic and it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, so we need to change the law to take away the cap to give this extra funding. Well, now that we know that once you get that funding, you're never going to give it up, even if it was for a once-in-a-lifetime emergency, well, then maybe we shouldn't do it to begin with. And the constant lies about who qualifies and who doesn't qualify, it's simple. And I understand it's hard. People don't have the time. People don't want to do the research. But simple, basic searches tell you that they're lying to you. Yes, technically by truth. Are they telling you the truth by saying illegal immigrants by law do not qualify for Medicaid? Okay, they qualify for emergency Medicaid, which they say, well, that's a different program. Yeah, but it comes from the same pool of money. Oh, but it's called something else. Be honest with the people. Be honest with the people. Stop gaslighting and say they're chipping away at the Affordable Care Act, where nothing here chips away at the Affordable Care Act. Nothing. It takes away temporary enhancements, higher levels, that were based on a worldwide pandemic, and letting them expire like it was written into law. If you want to discuss how we could take some good aspects of that and make it permanent, sure. But to say that it should just be extended and people making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year should have taxpayers help fund their health care? No, I don't think so. But if you want to stick by that argument, stick with it. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 3:37, coming up on 3:38, 71 degrees. If you ever wonder how we're in the situation we're in our area, Northeast Pennsylvania, be it on the state level, local level, county, I just got a text message during a text exchange here on the ongoing issue with the Affordable Care Act and the increases, the enhancements, the removal of the cap that's due to expire. And I asked a simple question. I said, do you think that someone making $70,000 a year, their taxes should help pay for someone's health insurance that's making $200,000 a year? And they said yes, because they pay taxes too. So someone making $70,000 a year, their taxes should go to help someone making $200,000 a year. And that's just fine. Listen, at least you're honest. I appreciate your honesty. I just don't see it like that, and I don't think most people would ever see it like that. And isn't that the total opposite of the argument when they say tax the rich? They're giving tax benefits to the rich. They're taking away Medicaid because they want to give their billionaire friends more. Again, all nonsense, because billionaires and millionaires don't get their money from payroll. They get their money from investments, and it's just taxed differently by law. If you don't like it, rewrite the law, just like the Democrats wrote the law that made the enhanced premium tax credits expire, and now they're regretting it, and they're shutting down the government because they didn't like the own law, their own law they wrote, and instead want to threaten and hold a continuing resolution that did nothing but say we're going to continue to fund the government at the same rate we are until November, the end of November, 21st, I believe. And the Democrats said, no, no, no. We want to try and chip away at the big, beautiful bill. And we want the enhanced premium tax credits that we screwed up on because we said it should expire. We want them to remain permanent. You know, those temporary things. But here are texters right here in our backyard who said that somebody making $70,000 should be helping to pay for the health insurance of somebody making $200,000. Listen, if anybody would like to help pay for the health insurance of myself, Jake, or Paul Michaels, you can send a check here, courtesy of the studio, to the health fund for the Rob O'Donnell Show, and I will make sure that gets divided evenly between myself, Jake, EJ, and Paul Michaels. So feel free to send those checks in to WILK News Radio here in the studio in Pittston. Everybody on board with that? Yep. Thumbs up, Jake. You good? Yeah, he's good. So, and I appreciate all the text messages. I just obviously they're flooding in and I really can't get to them all, but I am reading them all. So it is coming up on 3:41 here at WILK. Time for the NEPA premium perks. Regardless of your income, you could take advantage of this. Enjoy a half-off deal for Hell's Nightmare. Get a ticket for $10. That's half off. An immersive experience tailored to deliver an adrenaline rush like no other, promising an unforgettable journey through the depths of terror and excitement. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, September 26th through November 2nd. Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Sundays, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Located at the Irem Shrine Country Club, 70 Ridgeway Drive in Dallas. Visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. Who is this, Jake? What band plays this? Offspring. You know, I was looking up today, and I was actually passing by Courtney's office, and I said, this is amazing how much, and I believe they're the same person, that the lead singer from Train and Jason Bateman, the actor, look like. You know they're born the same year, and they're only like 2 weeks apart in birthdays?
That's mind-blowing.
I think they're the same person. If anyone's, there's a whole thing on it, but you know, I don't even know the name of the singer of Train. I just know that he's Jason Bateman, the actor. Oh, let me go to the phone now. We have Thurman from Kingston on healthcare. Thurman.
Good afternoon, Rob. You have a daughter who's graduated from nursing school?
I do.
Or is she still in?
Nope, she's out.
Okay, great. This area is in such dire need of intelligent healthcare that I think the area needs a miracle. And I just spent another 2 years in and out of these facilities. I recommend that nobody but nobody who has anything beyond a hangnail go any place here medically in this county. You got to go elsewhere. It is so bad. But we have to pay enough money for quality to get smart people. I'm a firm believer that that intelligence is 80% genetic. And that's why I'm sort of picking on you to find some rich sugar daddy that will pay your daughter what she is worthy and deserving of.
Well, she found that in the healthcare institutions in Virginia. She worked for a major hospital here in Pennsylvania, and after dealing with the Pennsylvania Department of Health and dealing with just the hospital administrations there, there were just too much benefits and incentives to go elsewhere. And you know, not only did they pay for her move down to Virginia and bonuses and student loans and everything else, but they pay her a far better wage. It's a state right to our south. It's one of our neighbors. And, until Pennsylvania, the governor and the Pennsylvania systems can talk all they want about wanting and trying to attract good health care professionals. Listen, she went to a state school to get her nursing degree. Mm-hmm. She worked in a top hospital in western Pennsylvania, and they just could care less about their staff. They could care less. The state on the state level could care less when they got their actual certifications out to people and the documentation that these nurses need to provide to their hospitals, because they're weeks and weeks and weeks behind in getting this. Now they say, well, we're improving it, and they're updating the computer system, and that's the reason. Well, listen, when a hospital doesn't care who deals with the state because it's on the nurses or the doctors or the nursing assistants or the physician assistants to not get the documentation they need, to the point where they said, hey, we may have to furlough you till you get this information. Well, she just said, okay, I have my certification, I'm going to leave and just send my degree to another state. And they had the Commonwealth of Virginia had all the paperwork she needed in less than 48 hours.
And here it takes months, if not years.
Well, wow. It was taking months, that's for sure. But again, they offered a much better salary, a much better place. And she wanted to put down roots in western Pennsylvania. She liked it out there, but now she's on the beach in Virginia and loving it there. So
it's just amazing. Just amazing. But
Thurman, I'm sorry to hear that you've been through the ringer there, and you sound like it. But hopefully, you're on the mend.
I'm much better now. I've had last rites twice, thanks to Geisinger.
No.
So anyway.
Well, keep your chin up, Thurman, and keep in touch with us.
People got to stand up and demand health care that they deserve around here. This is rolling over for Geisinger's profit margins is nuts. So,
all right, Thurman, I appreciate it.
Again,
us your
recommendation is, hey, folks, beyond the hangnail, if you need treatment medically, get out of the area.
All right, and you from personal experience. Thurman, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call today. I got another call. Thank you. Let me go to Joe from Huntington Mills on healthcare. Joe, you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, how are you today?
Good.
I have a little bit of a story, kind of leaning towards what this man said. I had a disease probably about a good 10 years ago. There was a guy, he was in health medicine, but he was very adverse in his training, so he could have operated or did any kind of work from, like, let's say his hips down. Right now he was in Kingston and he was fantastic. I had problems with my knees since wrestling in high school, and I seen him, and here he could not work. Now this is quote me on this is what he left and went to North Carolina or Virginia, I think it was North Carolina. Because he was specialized in anything from the hip down, like elbows, anything. Here, they wouldn't let him specialize. I believe either he couldn't do surgery in anything from the knee up. If he wanted to practice in the knee down, he can do it. But he had to have another special license to go from elsewhere. And he just said it was too expensive, especially with the insurances and everything, and the wages weren't there, and he ended up leaving and going to North Carolina. Now, according to him, it's like monopolized with how they have the CEOs and the presidents, and this is Luzerne County. And I believe it.
Well, the healthcare industry as a whole, I mean, it's the doctors aren't the problem. The nurses aren't the problem. The people working in the hospitals aren't the problem. It's the CEOs. It's the administrators. It's the directors. It's the corporations. It's the middle people. That's who it's causing the major problem.
Absolutely. So what this guy's saying is probably 100%. So this guy that was so talented that he can work on anything in the human body, but yet, according to, you know, the administration, is no, you're going to work from the knee down. If you want anything else, you're going to pay for it. Now, how pathetic is that?
Yeah. Yeah. The system definitely needs to be fixed.
This kid, this guy, he played sports. He was good in sports, and he ended up going for his what he want, you know, what he enjoyed and what he tried to help people in. And this guy was phenomenal, and he's gone. Gone.
No. All right, Joe, I appreciate you giving us your insight on it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
All right. And listen, I'm not saying the system needs a lot of improvement, but we need to start thinking out of the box with it, too. You know, what about any healthcare provider, any hospital, any doctor, any place you're going to go to, any clinic? They need to take every health insurance. I mean, it's not rocket science. But they need to take every health insurance. Would that open up the ability for you to get to a doctor, get to a specialist, get to some place, get to a mental health professional if you could need it? And the other way around, too. Every hospital, every doctor, every facility take every health insurance. And every health insurance pay to every doctor, hospital, or clinic. Make it work both ways. Open up to this where you don't have this select few doctors. You know, you want to talk about universal health care. Instead of taking over the system from a government that can't take over anything and run it properly, why don't we let the private system work? That's where I think, you know, your standard listing of costs would be beneficial. Because, you know, I see my MRI bill when I get an MRI, and they bill $4,000 to my insurance for an MRI. And my insurance company says, well, our contracted rate's $400. And they're like, okay, we'll pay for it. And that's it. And it's done. Well, if I didn't have health insurance and you told me my MRI was $4,000, I would probably skip the MRI. But if you told me it was $400, yeah, I could do that. And I could get the proper medical treatment and proper diagnosis. So why isn't it that across the board? I mean, it's not rocket scientists. And I understand there'd be some locational changes for cost of living and such like that to where things cost more. But for the basic part, here it is. And every hospital, every doctor, every provider will take every health insurance. And every health insurance will take every doctor, every provider, and every hospital. And have it work both ways. This way you do have access to health care anywhere you can get it. You may not have to wait 4 months to see a specialist. Those are the things we need to be doing outside of the box to make things easier for people who have health insurance. Because even now, because I had to go to a lesser plan because they were charging me almost $1,900 a month for my health insurance, I have to travel 2 hours sometimes to a specialist because my plan's limited now. And that's by my choice. I can easily pay $1,800, $1,900 a month and get the, you know, somebody around here. But it was just unaffordable. It was not reasonable. Just like I know somebody who owns a house in the Keys in Florida. And they've had the house for 60 years. And they don't have it insured. They own the house outright. And if it gets destroyed, well, they'll sell the lot for $1 million. But they're not going to spend $30,000 a month on insurance because it's in the Keys. And that's the risk they take. It's 3:55 here on WILK, coming up on the Bloomberg Money Minute. Before we come up on the 4 o'clock hour here, I just want to give a note to these two gentlemen. Mayor George C. Brown of Wilkes-Barre honored A.J. Yeeland and Tyler Carrilla, two Department of Public Work employees, for their life-saving efforts last week during a ceremony at City Hall yesterday. The duo noticed smoke coming from a third floor of a single-family home on Brown Street on September 24th. They called 911, alerted the occupants that their house was on fire, and got them and their pets out safely. So the mayor honored them at a ceremony in City Hall. Tyler and AJ, you know you guys have been with us for a while, and you've seen a lot of things here, but you responding in the right way, calling 911, going in and trying to get everyone out of that building, the mayor told the men. Carrilla said him and Yeland did a garbage pickup and run in the neighborhood earlier that morning. They saw something and they did something. So I appreciate these two gentlemen and what they did. After calling 911, it was just a matter of using their instincts, he said. We started knocking on the door, screaming, shouting for everybody to get out and help them get them out of the residence. So two heroes in the public works department. That was A.J. Yeland and Tyler Carrillo of Wilkes-Barre. Well job, gentlemen, and I'm glad the mayor recognized you. And it's good to hear stories like that. It's good to see someone, city workers, city employees that are truly servants of their city. And here's two individuals who were not only alert to their surroundings while they were doing their job, but exceeded what was expected of them by going into literally a burning building to help one of the residents that they serve. So well done, Mayor Brown, and well done, the Public Works Department, and these two gentlemen in the city of Wilkes-Barre. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.